man. It was nice. You know, you always want to make a big play like that, man, growing up. Just make a play like that on a big time stage, you know. Just take advantage of the opportunities given.
Are you significantly better this summer than you felt last summer? You got to talk about quite a bit last summer, too.
I just feel more comfortable and more confident in the offense and just settling in and everything, just going out and play, being able to play fast, less thinking.
How do you feel the day after a performance like that? Kind of stand
up,
yeah.
I mean, it's once you go. I mean, yeah, you feel good once it happens, but then once you come back and watch the film, it's so much stuff to clean up, so much stuff you see in the film to clean up that you kind of almost forget the good stuff because you see all the bad stuff you did that you put on film that you don't want out there. So it's at the end of the day, it's a great thing, but you gotta leave it in the past and keep going forward.
Did you surprise yourself at all with anything yesterday?
Nah, man. I know. I'm confident in my ability. I know I can play. It's just a matter of being confident and being comfortable in the offense.
You mentioned having to clean up stuff. What stuff do you have to clean up?
Just a lot of little small details, things like that.
Such as?
Alignment issues and stuff, just small stuff.
Anything else that you kind of focused on doing to distinguish yourself as someone who really belongs in the roster in the regular season, active on game day, stuff like that? I mean, what areas do you think you really want to improve, whether it's special teams or a certain element of the passing game?
Just showing I got strong hands in traffic. You know, with being a small guy, I was gonna say you have average hands in traffic just so you can get bumped off a route or anything like that. But I just want to show I got strong hands, show I can come out and compete with the best of them. And that's basically it.
Go ahead, man.
What kind of reaction did you get last night? A lot of texts, a lot of calls.
Yeah, a lot of texts, a lot of calls. A lot of people proud, you know. But I mean, people know what I can do. People watch me play over years, even in college, all my life. So,
how's the punt return competition going?
Great, man. Competition, like they say, iron sharpens iron. So if you see somebody else do something good, you're gonna want to do something good. You know, it's a great battle back there with Kamar and Ted. So I mean, it's gonna be great for all of us.
What have you learned from Ted?
A lot of that. Ted real savvy when it comes to punt return. As you watch him, he's real smooth. It's some stuff like little certain techniques he's teaching us out there.
What does your work on special teams mean to you, and how you feel like it? What does it mean to your career in the special teams aspect?
Say it again.
What does your work on special teams mean to you, and what do you think? How do you think it'll influence, you know, your career going forward?
I mean,
on coverage as well as return.
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot to me. I take it very seriously. I mean, when I first got here, I feel like that's my way in. I mean, be a special teams guy, being that I'm quote unquote undersized, but it's definitely, I take it seriously. It's an important job to me.
Say, quote unquote, undersized with a smile. How do you handle that? Do you wish people didn't bring it up every time they talked about it, or do you wear it like that?
I don't really care about it. I've heard it all my life. It's like one ear, not the other.
Were you always undersized?
Oh, yeah. I was always the smallest guy on the
team. What were you playing in Pop Warner in high school? Were you playing running back?
Pop Warner, I played defensive end.
Yeah. How did that work?
It was funny. I played DN, and then I moved to playing running back as years went on.
So at defensive end, you were still all about the same side?
Yeah, same side.
That makes sense.
At what point did you figure out that you should be a receiver and not a running back?
Pop Warner. I play running back and receiver. Pop Warner, and I play receiver ever since then.
That's all through high school, just receiver.
Mm-hmm. Receiver, corner.
We were talking about your speed on the sideline. I don't think whatever time was either posted at the combine or pro day was very fast. What is your speed, or what's the best you've been timed at?
4.45.
Yeah.
I'm not a 40 guy. I'm an in game guy.
Yeah. What's the difference? Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I mean, when you're in the 40, it's just like, I mean, you just, I don't know. I can't really explain it. It's just different. It's a different feeling.
So, because people have to understand your body language and your burst in order to stay with you, right? I mean, you can kind of get people off balance when you're running a route and get away from them. Is that kind of it? You know?
I mean, you're in the 40, you're in a straight line, 40 yards, no one's chasing you, no one's like, you don't have that same adrenaline run as you have in a game, you know?